Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Seriously folks, let's not underestimate the impact of these deals. I know that the sports world is far removed from us in many ways. Pay attention to the structure though. It's the approach that will migrate quickly to other arenas. Yes, even to the B2B markets. But let's take a 30,000 foot view here. Will these developments in the influencer market field impact thought leadership? You betcha. The biggest change these developments will bring on will go far, far beyond just the market influencer segments. This is going to bleed over in the definition and expectations buyers have around prominence. And since prominence is a major factor that we thought leaders are evaluated on, we need to pay attention to these changes coming up on the horizon. Here's two of them. First up is the definition. Right now, prominence is established by engagement. Now, in the good old days, it was media mentions and big press features. Now, it's the size and influence of our community. This development is going to move this definition from engagement to access. That's right. Thought leaders are going to be evaluated by who they have access to. The insights we all have, that's going to take a back seat. Be prepared for this. Our content will be more interview and conversation driven. Now is the time to cultivate relationships with those cool people. Next up, prominence will become a bigger influence in buying decisions. Right now, it's a differentiator. Moving forward, it's going to be the X factor that shows up in mysterious ways. For example, for professional speakers, it won't be the killer origin story that gets you the invites anymore. It's going to be who you know and can tell cool stories about. So yeah, stories will still be popular. The subject matter just changed. Now let me be clear. I'm not saying content is obsolete. I'm not saying you got to speak on a bunch of fluffy fluff out there. Not at all. Content is still wanted and needed. It's just gone further into the freebie category thanks to AI and online learning. Insights are everywhere and no one has to pay for those anymore. They are expected, but no longer a differentiator. Here's my point. How buyers choose who to work with is changing. Prominence, how it monetizes our thought leadership and how it's used to determine who's a thought leader and who isn't, that's changing. This is just a heads up for now, something to think about in your future market strategy. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.